All right, here we go. Talking now with Beverly High School hockey coach Justin Shares. Coach, how you doing?
Not bad. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing well. Talking, just talked to Coach Baldessari a little while ago, and I guess that's kind of the topic for me because we're going to be doing your game with Beverly, with Danvers. This is Beverly on Wednesday night, and you've already played them one time around, and they look like a wagon this year, Coach.
Yeah, they're loaded. Their first line is high-flying with Mento, Pertel, and DeShulo, and they get some very good puck-moving defensemen and some depth up front. So, yeah, they're a tough team to hang with.
Coach, talk to me a little bit about the Medford game because, again, from a fan's perspective, that was a tremendous hockey game. The way the game opened up, Coach, you had mentioned earlier that the boys were a little surprised first time around by the physical way that they played in the first early in the first game. Looked like they tried to throw their weight around again this game in the first period, and your boys didn't let them.
Yeah, without a doubt. We were much improved from the first time we played them, and I thought we matched their physicality right from the drop of the puck, so that was huge. We would like to come away with the 2 points, but to tie a team, a Division I team, who's got a very good record, was good.
Well, the thing is, I tell you, Phil Stacey and I were just, our necks were hurting. It was like watching a tennis match. The guys were up and down the ice, few penalties, and, very few icing calls, but the passing by both teams was just solid. In a defensive game like that, how do you explain to me, Coach, how relatively easy it seemed as a fan to watch the team get the puck out of their own zone, because each team did that, yet it was a very close game.
It was a strange one, without a doubt. Usually in the games where you get out fairly easily, the scores tend to run up a little bit, but like you said, it was very up and down, back and forth, tight checking in all three zones, so the breakouts were a little bit cleaner than you would have thought for a 1-1 game, but I thought both teams tightened up in the neutral zone and in their defensive zone to make things tough in that area.
Putting up, Paul, I'm sorry, Coach, go ahead.
Coach, you said there was, it was pretty tight in all three zones, but then you just said, really tightened up in the neutral zone in your own zone. Was that more by a design so you don't get caught up ice, that you sort of meet them in the neutral ice areas to see where their offense on any particular rush is designed to go, and then you counter that?
Yeah, a little bit. We watched the film of our first game with them and saw that they like to try to make gain some speed through neutral ice. So we are our defensemen standing up, and we tried to make sure we had a third forward out on our forecheck out high close to the blue line to clog that area up, and our guys did a good job of it.
Yeah, it looked like they were sending in a bunch of guys early too, a bunch of forecheckers. But what did it mean for what was the domino effect of putting Paul Edson back on defense, other than the fact, of course, he's so solid back there and a great quarterback and, two strides and he's from one zone to the other. oh, my God. But and his reach, I can't believe the reach he's got. But what did it mean for the rest of the team in terms of how you had your lines and your defensive pairings and so on? What was the overall effect of putting Paul back there?
Well, he calms things down back there for us. Like you said, he's got tremendous skill. His reach is ridiculous, and his stride is very long. So he covers a lot of ice. And for the rest of the guys, they know when he's back there, they can kind of take some chances trying to take off when he has the puck on his stick to try to hit a home run pass or something like that. He's played defense for us for two games, and I don't think there's any coincidence that we've only given up a goal in each of the games that he's played, and he's definitely logged over 30 minutes of ice each time he's been back on the blue line. So, it affects us as a team. It makes us a lot better, a lot more confident.
This is a loaded question, Justin, but when you played, and I don't know if it's even possible in hockey, but maybe back on defense it is. Can you cheat a little bit? Can you take a break while you're out there? Because a kid like Paul, every team has one, every great team has one, where you want him on the ice as much as possible, but he can't possibly play at that speed all the time. But can you still have him on the ice where he can sort of pick his moments to just breathe a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's definitely more possible from a defenseman's perspective than it is from a forward's. You'll see it with Danvers. with Danvers on Wednesday night as well. They got Matt Taylor, who's one of the best defensemen around. He logs a ton of minutes. And, yeah, I mean, you can kind of reserve your energy a little bit better back there because you're seeing things. Most of the game is played out in front of you. Mm-hmm. So if they're smart and in good shape, they can play a lot more minutes back there.
That's what I was trying to ask. Finally, Coach, what are the keys to trying to beat this Beverly team? Danvers, excuse me. Only one team's done it.
It's you got to shut down that first line, which is a task in itself. And then, you know, they come at you with the second line that's pretty talented as well. But I think the key is to shut down that first line. They're high flying. I think they score 75% to 80% of their goals. So that's the line you gotta take care of and try to limit their opportunities. And then you gotta put the puck in at the other end, which has been an equally as tough task against Danvers this year. I think both of their goalies are a low one for goals against average. So it's gonna be a battle. We got our work cut out for us.
All right, let's get some people in the rink. I'm a little disappointed in what I've seen on Wednesday nights over there for all the teams. Let's get some people in there.
Yeah, if you were there for the first Danvers game, it was about as packed as I've seen it over there. So I'm assuming it will be the same.
Okay.
We're really looking forward to it.
Who's the home team?
We are.
Okay. All right. Justin, hey, thanks so much, man. I really appreciate all the help. You guys got a great product out there. It's lots and lots of fun, and we're really looking forward to seeing you guys again on Wednesday.
All right, thanks. I'm looking forward to it as well.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
That is Beverly High School hockey coach Justin Shares.